Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're nearing an end to my series that I've been doing on God Wants You Well. And I tell you, I think it's been powerful. I think a lot of people have been blessed through this. And of course, that's what it's all about. That's the reason I'm on TV, is to try and take these truths that have changed my life, and see it change other people's lives. So I'm really excited. I think we are just getting tremendous testimonies. You know, if the Lord has ministered to you through this, I'd encourage you to call us or write us and let us know some of these testimonies. It's encouraging to me and to my staff to be able to hear how these programs are changing people's lives. Let me also remind you that on Friday is going to be the last day that I offer all of these materials. I've got a book, study guide, DVDs, CDs, four different healing DVDs where we have, I think it's around 20 testimonies on all of these DVDs. We've also got this little magazine or pamphlet entitled God Wants You Well, with testimonies and a lot of healing things. And then we also have this little MP3 thing that is a MP3 flash drive you plug into your computer, and there's over 43 hours worth of teaching on the subject of healing. So Friday will be our last day to make these offers over our television program, and I encourage you to please take advantage of it. We were studying out of Mark chapter 5 about the woman who had the issue of blood. She came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and the power of God just flowed. And Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Now, he discerned the power flowing, but he didn't size up this woman and evaluate her and say, "Well, you're worthy. I'm going to let my power flow into you." No, there's just laws that govern the healing power of God. If you reach out and by faith connect, then the power of God just flows, just like electricity. It's not personal on the power plant's part, who gets electricity and whose lights come on and who gets shocked and who gets killed. It's not a personal decision. They just deliver the electricity. If you cooperate with the laws, then your appliances work, things work. If you violate them, they could kill you, or you could sit there and nothing would happen. And it's not personal on the power plant's part. Likewise, God doesn't personally decide who gets healed and who doesn't get healed. There are laws that govern how this power of God flows, and you have to learn what these laws are and cooperate with them in order to see this power flow in your life. To me, that is one powerful truth that has just made a huge difference in my life. So let's look back in Mark chapter 5 at this woman and see what some of these laws are that govern faith or healing. Let me just say that I'm just guessing here. I've never sat down and just listed them, but I could probably tell you 100 things that I've learned that are involved in receiving from God, whether it be healing or anything else. But I don't know them all. There's still things I don't know, and I'm still learning. And that's the reason I don't see perfect results. But what I've learned is really important, and it has caused me to see greater results, more people healed, set free, than before I understood these things. So I'm absolutely excited and convinced about the things I'm sharing with you, but this isn't a complete list. And again, maybe there's 100 things that I've learned. I'm probably only going to be discussing 4 or 5 this week. There is just more to this than what I could ever cover, in a complete, exhaustive explanation of all of this. And so we're only going to be talking about a few of them. But look right here in Mark chapter 5. It talks about this woman who had suffered all of these things for many years. And it says in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. So right here is the very first thing, or one of the, foundational things that govern how faith works. And that is, faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says that. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you are going to tap into the power of God and see the power of God operate in your life, you've got to, first of all, hear the Word of God. This woman had to hear about Jesus. Now, in her case, she didn't have a Bible the way that we did, but somebody came and told her about Jesus, told her that he claimed to be the Son of God, told her that he was healing people and that miracles were happening, and God used those words to bring faith to this woman. And one of the reasons people aren't being healed today is because Christians as a whole are scripturally illiterate. They just do not know what the Word of God says. Most people spend more time watching TV than they do studying the Word. Faith doesn't come by watching TV. Now, if you're watching my program or somebody else's program who's quoting the Word, you know, that might be a different type of thing. But I'm saying most of what's on TV is not going to bring you faith. It's going to bring you doubt and unbelief. Even if you could find a good program on TV, did you know the commercials will kill you? Amen. I don't watch a lot of TV because it's bad. But the few things I do watch, they come on with these commercials and it seems like the majority of them have to do with sickness and disease. They'll tell you that you got a headache, you need to take this pill, but then they'll put down here, now this could kill you, it'll cause impotence, it's going to cause this. And boy, by the time they get through with all these warnings, I think, man, give me back my headache. Who wants to run the risk of all of this other stuff? But it's just death. It's just all of this junk that they're talking about. That's counterproductive. And I'm telling you, most Christians spend more time in the light of their TV than they do in the light of God's Word. And yet, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, it is not going to release its power in your life. Let me read this passage to you out of Proverbs chapter 4. And in verse 20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart. Again, people who just live watching all of the junk, the sewage of the world that's on TV, they are letting these truths depart from their eyes. They are not keeping them in the midst of their heart. I could talk about that for a long time. In verse 22, they are life. These words are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. God's Word will produce physical healing in your body. But if you are ignorant of God's Word, you are not going to receive physical healing. This woman, she didn't have a Bible the way we do, but somebody came and spoke to her the truths that are expressed through the Word of God. Somebody told her something she had to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If you are not studying the Word of God, if you are scripturally illiterate, you are violating one of the laws that governs how faith works in your life. Did you know, if you really believe what I'm saying right here, which is absolutely true, if you really believe this, you don't have to look any further than this than to find out why you aren't healed. 90-something percent of the people watching this program are not versed in the Word of God the way that we should be. This is God's love letter to us. People died to give this to us. Man, this is a precious gift, and most people, many people watching this program, you depend upon somebody like me to tell you what God's Word says. You go to church 1 hour a week and you let somebody spoon feed you. And although that may be a starting place, and there's nothing wrong with that, I'm not saying that you don't listen to other people and take what they have to say. It is not a substitute for you learning how to feed yourself. When you're a little baby can't feed himself. He can't prepare his food, and so he has to trust and other people feed him and take care of him. But you know what? Part of growing up is you learn how to feed yourself. Most of us have learned this all too well, amen, and we got more weight than we need. But you know, part of growing up is you learn how to take responsibility and feed yourself. And I'm telling you, most people are spiritual babes, and they are not in the Word of God, and they are not feeding themselves. And this is one of the laws that governs how faith works. You can't just live off of another person's revelation. You can't live off pablum the rest of your life. You got to grow up. You got to learn what the Word of God says. So this is important. This miracle, the things that we're reading right here in Mark chapter 5, never would have happened if somebody hadn't told this woman the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. If you don't know the truth, you aren't going to be free. You know, we have a saying that what you don't know won't hurt you. Ignorance is bliss. That's not true. What you don't know is killing you. You are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I'm telling you, in the spiritual realm, if people were as ignorant with physical laws as Christians are with spiritual laws, I guarantee you, people would be dying much more than they are in the natural realm. People would be walking off buildings and letting gravity kill them. People would be going around corners too fast. People would be violating the laws of electricity. People would just be eating nothing but junk stuff and eating themselves to death. They've learned some of these things in the natural realm, and we learn how to protect ourselves and how to work. But in the spiritual realm, people just think, well, if God wants to, He could heal me. And so you throw a prayer out there, Lord, if it be Thy will, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, well, we just don't know why God didn't heal this person. I tell you, that's ignorant. Forgive me for being blunt, but I'm telling you, you've got to hear first. That's the very first thing. The very first law that governs how healing works is that you have to hear the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it says, she heard of Jesus, and then she came in the press behind. You know what this is talking about? James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. If she would have heard somebody talk about Jesus and how Jesus could heal people, and yet she didn't do anything, if she just sat at home and prayed, oh God, please heal me. And everybody's saying, well, if you would go to see Jesus, Jesus is healing people. Well, I know, but you know what? If He's God, He could just heal me right here where I am. If she hadn't got up and done something and acted on it, faith without works is dead. And I'm telling you, there's people all of the time who have physical problems. They pray and ask God for a healing, but then they don't act in agreement. They will lay in bed and act sick. They will let their husband or wife rub their fevered brow. They will pop pills. They'll do this, but they don't act well. I could teach on this for a week or two. You know, I'm drawing to an end of this series, but this is so important that you act on your faith. I couldn't tell you how many times I've prayed for healing and I didn't see or feel any difference, but I started acting in agreement. In James chapter 2, it says that by works was faith made perfect. And you put that together with faith without works is dead. If you are going to truly believe something, you've got to act on it for it to release its full power. But now, here's a balance to this, or a warning. There are many people that have heard statements like this, and so they think, well, if I'll just act like I'm healed, then I'll be healed. No, it didn't say that faith comes by actions. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, but faith isn't going to be made complete or perfect until it's acted on. So there's a warning here. Your actions do not produce faith, but faith produces actions. That's a big difference because, see, there's some people that just will hear a testimony about, like I could give you so many testimonies about how I prayed for something and then started acting like I was healed. And when I acted on it, my faith reached its completion or perfection and the healing manifest. But it wasn't the action that made me get healed. It was my faith. But faith isn't complete until you act on it. So there are some people, like say for instance, that will throw away their insulin or something and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And they think that if I'll just act like I'm healed, it's going to make me heal. And so their blood sugar spikes. And there's people that have died. There's people that have done things like this. And it gives a black eye to faith. Well, I can guarantee you, if they were acting in the right way, but they went ahead and died, it's because they didn't believe. Actions don't make healing come. Faith is what releases the power of God, but faith isn't complete until it's acted on. So it has to be combined with actions, but if all you have is actions and no faith, and you think your actions are going to produce this healing, you could die. You could have problems. And it's hard to tell what's really going on in a person's heart. Sometimes you can't tell until after the results. After they're dead and buried, you say, well, they might have acted the right way, but they didn't really believe it, or faith would have worked. So there needs to be a balance on this, but nonetheless, it's important for you to recognize that you not only have to hear, and faith comes through hearing, but then you have to act on your faith. And that's what this woman did. She didn't just stay at home. She got up and did something. And so she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Boy, here is another huge law of faith. You know, in one verse, we've mentioned three things right here. You, first of all, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So you got to know what God's Word says. Then faith without works is dead. The second thing is you got to act on your faith. If you say you're believing God for something, and if faith is present, and that's important that you understand this, if you really believe, then act on what you believe. Do something that a well person would do. Begin to move. You know, this guy Smith Wigglesworth, he saw multiple people raised from the dead. And I heard just last week somebody said he had 23 documented cases of people being raised from the dead. And he saw great miracles. He went and prayed for a woman one time, and this woman was nearly in a vegetative state. She was just unable to hardly do anything. But this principle of acting on your faith is so important. He told this woman, he says, if you can hear me and if you're going to agree with me, do something. He said, blink your eyes, move something, do something. And this woman was just virtually dead. She was on her deathbed. And all she could do was wiggle her finger. And he said, is that you agreeing? And she wiggled her finger. And he says, if that's you in agreement with me, I want you to wiggle that finger again. So she wiggled her little finger. That's all she could do. And he said, that's enough. But see, that was an action of faith. And he believed for her, and praise God, this woman was raised up and totally healed. This is what's behind Jesus, you know, making clay out of the spit and putting it on people's eyes and telling them to walk through the city of Jerusalem for 3/4 of a mile and go wash, and then they would see. Why did he do that? Just to be weird? No, it's because faith without works is dead. You got to do something. So we see that this woman had to hear. That's how faith came. She had to act on her faith. And then the next thing she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And this is a huge law of God, one that is very important that I think most people don't realize. And that is that your words release faith. You know, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke everything into existence. He spoke the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, you and me, everything physical. Everything that exists that is physical and tangible was created by words. Words are the parent force, and everything physical will respond to words. Now, this is a concept that most Westerners don't have. We just do not think this way. Matter of fact, in our society today, most people have gotten to where words don't mean very much. Even if you sign a contract, if you have a good lawyer, you can violate these things and twist words and make them say other things. We had a president of the United States that said, it depends on what the definition of is, when he was accused of committing sexual acts in the Oval Office and stuff. And he, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get into that, but he just lied and then tried to cover it up. And words don't mean much to people. But you know, with God, words are important. Proverbs chapter 18 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The Scripture reveals that words are important. Matthew chapter 12, I believe it is, says that every idle word that man speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. In James chapter 3, it says that a man who can bridle his tongue is a perfect man and able to control the entire body. The Bible puts a huge emphasis on words. And going back to Proverbs 18:21 right there, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Not only the positive effect of life, but the negative effect of death are in your tongue. And many people, see, just don't realize this. And so they sit there and they meet somebody and somebody says, how are you? And they say, oh man, I'm dying. The doctor says, I've only got 2 months to live. And then they're wondering, well, I've prayed and I've asked God to heal me. Why aren't I healed? Because you're hung by your tongue. You're destroying yourself with your own words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And somebody says, well, I'm just saying the truth. You're talking a natural truth, but I'm telling you, there are spiritual truths. And in the spiritual realm, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. And you have this healing power placed on the inside of you. It is voice activated. And if you would speak the greater spiritual truth instead of just what the doctor is saying, what your body feels, if you would use your words like a weapon, you could overcome the devil and you could release life out of your mouth and you could be healed. And yet most Christians, see, are ignorant of this spiritual law. There's some of you watching this program right now that you think I'm making a big deal out of nothing and you think it's not that important. Man, we just talk death all the time and it doesn't mean anything. It does mean something. Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean that it's not going to work. Your words are working for you or against you. And whether you believe that or not doesn't change the fact. It just means that if you don't believe it, then you're going to be destroyed because you're going to let other people speak death over you. And you aren't going to counter those words, and you aren't going to understand the power of speaking positive things over you, so you're going to go without that. I'm telling you, this is powerful right here. This woman, first of all, had to hear. That's faith came. She had to act on her faith. She used her words and said, if I can touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. She spoke forth her faith. And I'm telling you, you are going to have to do this. This is only three of the laws. We're going to talk about a lot more right here. But this right here is enough that the vast majority of people watching this program wouldn't have to look beyond these three. Most people aren't spending very much time in the Word. We are scripturally illiterate. We aren't acting on what we know to do. We're acting on our fears instead of our faith. And most people do not use their words in a positive way. They use them in a very negative way. And not only their words, they let other people just curse them and speak things over them and don't realize the power of those words. I tell you, this is powerful. There's a lot more that I have to share about this, but I'm going to continue this on our program tomorrow. And let me also mention that we have all of these materials, and these materials go into much, much more detail than what I'm doing here on television. I encourage you to please get them. Remember that Friday, just a couple of days away, is going to be my last day to make these materials available over our television program. We have a book. I have a study guide that is the same material as in the book, but it's in a format to disciple other people. I have CDs, DVDs. Then we have four DVDs that have healing testimonies on them of people that have been miraculously healed. I've got this little magazine that is a free gift to you. And then we have this MP3 flash drive that has 43 hours worth of teaching on healing. Please listen to our announcer and please call or write today.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned his booklet titled, God Wants You Well. You can get your free copy by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Today's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, is available as part of the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on your choice of CD or as seen on TV DVD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's audio teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 Drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 38 hours of related teachings on healing. Purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The fourth audio teaching in today's series is titled The Laws of Faith. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of April, he'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, and at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park for a Good Friday celebration and an Easter sunrise service. He'll also be in Chicago, Illinois. In May, he'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Telford, England, and in Wiesbaden, Germany. And in June, he'll be in Nice, France, and again in Woodland Park for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Bring the whole family and join Andrew and Jamie this summer for the Summer Family Bible Conference in Woodland Park, Colorado. For the first time ever, the conference will meet in the new sanctuary, June 30th through July 4th, vacation in Colorado, and celebrate the 4th of July with us. For more information, visit www.awmi.net.
Want to view Gospel Truth and other videos from Andrew Womack Ministries on your television anytime you want? Well, now you can on Andrew's new Roku channel. Get instant access to hundreds of video teachings and testimonies at any time you desire. And all you need is a Roku player, your television set, and an internet connection. If you'd like more information, simply log on to awmi.net, look to the left, and click on Roku channel.